A report released today by the EPA's Inspector General's office says the agency's work in Bristol Bay related to blocking development of mines like Pebble has been unbiased and done without a predetermined outcome. While the EPA's role is currently being challenged by Pebble in federal court, the agency is touting the watchdog report as validation of its direction and efforts. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren has been noticeably quiet over the past year and a half, declining our frequent interview requests. On Wednesday morning, however, with affirmation of his team's efforts in hand, McLaren was once again eager to get back out in front of a story on the long-running saga of EPA versus Pebble Mine.
We feel very positive about the outcome and the findings. What the Inspector General confirms is that we conducted the assessment in compliance with all of our policies and procedures for ecological risk assessments, and that it was done appropriately and without bias and without prejudgment.
McLaren says that on account of the federal court case currently in the discovery phase, he's been advised against making too many public statements. The agency has also been ordered by the court against taking any further action towards finalizing its preemptive restrictions in the Bristol Bay watershed. The OIG's evaluation, undertaken in May 2014, looked into whether McLaren's staff had acted within program guidelines. OIG interviewed more than two dozen people involved in the process, but focused primarily on a keyword search of some 8,300 emails of three people. McLaren, who's Obama's appointee to the office, Nancy Stoner, who's EPA's former acting assistant administrator for water, and Phil North, an EPA ecologist who has since retired. Pebble was quick to call that a rather narrow scope, but McLaren disagrees.
They did do a very robust review of the communications back and forth, the correspondence. They did interviews. They looked at emails from a wide array of EPA employees and other folks, including folks outside of EPA.
Given the serious issues that were raised here, the report is laughable.
That's Pebble CEO Tom Collier, who has decades of Washington, D.C. experience in and out of government. He says he was disappointed not only in the findings, but also in EPA's OIG.
To be only 30-something pages long, to not cite any of the really significant documents, it's just an outrage. And I don't know what happened here in this instance, but this report is clearly a whitewash, and I think it's an embarrassment to IG's good reputations around the country and at other agencies.
The OIG's report wasn't all praise for the agency's efforts. It cites a few problems with Phil North, including his role in apparently helping draft the 2010 letter from area tribes requesting EPA's intervention in Bristol Bay. It's also critical of his use of a personal email account for government business. North's personal emails were not turned over to OIG, and 25 months' worth of his government emails through the 52-month period under evaluation are gone, allegedly erased when his computer hard drive crashed. North was interviewed once by OIG, but ignored further requests and a subpoena. Pebble and federal court judge H. Russell Holland feel that North was central to EPA's intervention, but McLaren says that's not the case.
I want to be very clear. Phil North was not a central figure on this. I was a central figure. Our Office of Research and Development scientists were central on this. The independent peer reviewers were central on this.
On its own, Pebble has been putting together a long paper trail documenting North's involvement. North left the U.S. after retirement and has not responded to requests from Congress, federal court, or the OIG. Again, Pebble's Tom Collier.
You know, I'm not surprised that Dennis McLaren, in order to save EPA's decision, is throwing poor Mr. North under the bus. And it's outrageous that would be happening at EPA, but I guess that's the only way they can defend their outrageous conduct here.
The OIG's report was well received by supporters of EPA's work to block Pebble. It's been a while since that process has seen any progress or had any good news. What difference it will make at this point, like the Cohen report before it, is unclear. Right now, the outcome of the agency's efforts seems destined to be decided in federal court, in Congress, or perhaps in the hands of the next administration. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.